Thank you, listeners, for bearing with us and listening to The Muppets. That is really great of you.
And just to remind you, this is WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford.
For the paperweight. achieve. Spare the phylum on his grave. And like the cedar waxwing, she was drunk all day. We put her in the sheet, little wreath, candles on the grate. As the monster showed his face, dragon song.
Bigger. We didn't know if it was alive or dead. We started climbing to the top of it. Parts of it were covered in rock and earth. The rock looked like dragon scales. I picked up a chunk and launched it into the water. The beast moved. We could feel its sigh, feel its insides shift. We stepped softer. Up a little at this height, but the sun was still low. We reached the top, could see the whole stretch of beach from up there, could see the whole town. We threw our hands in the air. We had done it. We looked like trophies. We felt like ice cream, like flowers falling into the wind. A helicopter flew close and hovered above like a machine from God. The man inside it talked to us through a loudspeaker. "You did it," he said. "You look like trophies. You are ice cream. You are flowers falling. You are flowers grown tall." He had a bag of confetti. He took fistfuls of the stuff and threw it over us. Breathless, we sat down for a spell and ate popsicles that we had brought along. Even melted. We shivered a little, but in the sunlight, our skin felt like it was growing. We stood and started making our way back down, the beast breathing under us. And the clay collecting on its hide, you slipped a little, and my heart skipped a beat. "Don't fall, love. We are not down yet. We are not yet done with this."
Hello viewers, that was From the Top of This Thing by Anis Mojgan. I don't know how you pronounce that, but that sounds right to me. Anyway, up next is Loving is Easy by Rex Orange County.
So hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when
Say forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came in on time. Oh, on time. Loving is easy. You had me fucked up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when everything's perfect. Please don't change it.
Second PSA announcement of the session. This is very important. I'm going to talk to you about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off the ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-to-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. I actually have personal experience with this kind of trauma. As a student living in college dorms, I actually have to live in a bunk bed, and twice this semester I have fallen from my ladder and I actually got a massive scratch on my arm and it was painful. So I'm looking out for y'all and saying, watch out for that ladder. Anyway, up next is
yes.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah, you're gonna love it. You'll figure it out, don't worry.
Bad shell.
somebody would save us. You need a solid, but I'm made of liquid.
Back just like that.
Yes, we are.
So now we've come to the portion of our show, or if this was a record, you'd probably have to flip over that record, but we're not doing that. We're just gonna kind of flip the theme of this radio show, and we're gonna turn it into a talk show for a bit.
Yes, we are.
Now, I don't know about you, Jamie, but
Jim Jam 98. You please. Thank you.
Jim Jam 98. I've been getting some good sleep the past couple of days.
Have you?
Yes. What about you?
I don't know. I've gotten lots of sleep. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of sleep, and none of it has been good. I took a nap today for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was a meh nap.
Yeah. No, you know? Naps have lost their luster, because whenever you wake up from a nap, you feel dehydrated, you got a headache, maybe a bit dizzy.
I mean, yeah, the novelty of naps have kind of worn off since college. I came to college being like, I'm going to nap like,
yeah, I'm gonna be
whenever
a nap
I can.
Star.
I was a nap star for the first semester, and I was like, naps are amazing. Like, naps are like, you know, it's a bit of heaven. It's like an hour, 20 minutes, however long you want to nap for, it's a bit of heaven. But now it's just like, well, I wake up, I'm like, now I go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel kind of
Yeah.
And it's a struggle.
It really is a struggle.
It's a first world problem. And I feel like we should get some justice for it.
Free naps. Hashtag free naps.
Hashtag free naps. Please Twitter that right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's got me thinking about dreams. Are there any songs you identify with dreams? Like, what are your dream songs?
My dream songs.
Not like they're the best songs, but like with how you feel in your dreams.
How the songs make me feel.
Yeah.
There's an artist who does that, not necessarily a song. Mm-hmm. And that artist is Mac DeMarco. He's a beautiful man.
You're beautiful too.
Yeah, that's why I like him so much, because we have so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll play some for you, actually.
Yeah, I have another guy who, like, when I think of his stuff, I really think of dreams for some reason. Let me see if I can. Yeah, no, I found an album. Do you mind if I plug into the phone?
No, please. Oh, if you please.
Thank you. he's actually got a song called "Of Dreams to Come." I don't remember if I've listened to it before, but we're gonna try it out now. If you'd like to turn it on,
I would love to turn it on.
Okay. Any last word about dreams? Any last word about dreams, Jamie?
Enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Beaming on Bambit. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Cameron. Cause you drama candy. The Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers. My chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
Was Kalayuchis featuring Tyler the Creator in After the Storm.
Okay.
The next song is Tyler the Creator featuring Kalayuchis in See You Again.
Okay.
Is Tyler the Creator?
I don't know, is he?
Yeah,
I think he is.
Vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war, and I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss?
Can I?
And can you make it last forever?
Can you?
I said I'm about to go to war,
and
I don't know if I'ma see you again.
Let's switch it up.
I said, okay, dookie. My infatuation is translating to another form of what you call it. Oh yeah, I ain't met you, I've been looking, stuck and waiting for, I stopped the chasing like an alcoholic. You don't understand me, what the fuck do you mean? It's them posted and cheeks, yeah, it's them dirt colored eyes. Sugar, honey, iced tea, bumblebee on the scene. Yeah, I give up my bakery to have a piece of your pie. Ugh.
2020 visions. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
So
can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war. I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war. And I don't know if I'ma see you again.
Thank you.
that was Matt DeMarco, right? Mac?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. I don't really know his name. It's mainly your music we're playing tonight outside of that one 20-minute banger. I think we can all remember that. That was me writing a lab report during that.
How unprofessional of you. But it's good you have me.
Mm-hmm. It's good I do have you.
Mm. You're a very lucky person to have me in your life.
Mm-hmm. So is Seema. Shout out to Seema.
Shout out to Seema. That's my girl.
Mine too.
It's a three-way relationship. It works. It has its quirks.
It's like
issues,
it's like a water molecule. Do you know the bonds in water molecules? They're not ionic.
Two hydrogens and one oxygen.
Yeah, but they're bonded really weird because they're just sharing an electron. It's not a firm electron bond.
Covalent bond.
Yeah.
I know my chemistry. Mm-hmm.
That's like me.
Your covalent bond.
In our relationships.
In our relationship. Yeah. Mm. Who would you say is the better boyfriend? Oh. Yeah. Gender norms don't need to be applied here.
Yeah. She's really the oxygen in this relationship.
She really is. She wears the pants.
I'm wearing pants too.
I'm wearing her pants actually. Shout out to Seema.
And pants.
And beautiful, beautiful pants. Okay.
Are you gonna take us out of this hour?
I'm gonna take you out of this hour.
Mm-hmm. With
another Frank Ocean song, because his voice is magic. That was really weird of me to say, but
it's true.
Well,
here we go.
Enjoy.
I am.
Poolside convo about your summer last night.
Ooh, yeah.
About your summer last night.
I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
Got someone coming, you're spitting game. Oh, you got it.
Hi, this is The Vacuum.
And this is Jim Jam 98.
And you're watching Disney Channel. And also listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this will kind of conclude our 2 hour long Radio Fantastical. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. If you didn't enjoy listening to it and listen through the full 2 hours, I applaud you. That's impressive. If you did enjoy it, great. I hope you live your life well. Same to those who didn't enjoy it, and same to those who didn't even listen to it.
Equality.
Beautiful equality. And so that kind of wraps up our show. We're going to head back, hit the hay.
Thank you to our 6 listeners. We really appreciate your audience.
Yep.
Even though some of you probably weren't even there, we appreciate that.
We're not even here right now.
No, we're not. Yeah, what?
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.